Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
Would you like to hear about a birthday party? In this case, it was the birthday party of a king. A king who ruled a great area of land, and his name was King Herod. He was a very bad man, though. He was not a good man at all. In fact, he had gone to visit his brother, and he had enjoyed the visit so much that when he came home, well, let's just say it this way, he took his brother's wife and brought her home to be his wife. Now, that wasn't very good, was it? I have sometimes said to boys and girls about things that they lose or find, if you don't know whose it is, you know it isn't yours. Well, maybe we ought to talk that way about wives and husbands. A man who doesn't know who his own wife is really has a problem. And let me suggest to you, as you think about getting married later on when you grow up, that you ought to memorize this little saying. When you pick out a husband or wife, be sure you get one you can get a clear title to. You will understand that one of these days, I think. Now, this man took his brother's wife, and he brought her home with him, but there was a great preacher, a special kind of a preacher named John. We call him John the Baptist. And he told the king, and he kept telling him, now it isn't right for you to have her. Let's just say she is a no-no as far as you are concerned. Well, this made Herodias, for that was the queen's name, very angry, and they had John put in the prison. But when the king's birthday came, they had Herodias' daughter, a girl, well, we learn her name from history, her name was Salome. And she danced a very, very wicked dance in the presence of the king, and he promised her anything she wanted, even one half the kingdom. And to make the story short, you know what that girl asked for? She asked for the head of John on a platter, and the king gave it to her. He was sorry, but he had made a promise. Now, let's think several things about this. In the first place, be careful about the kind of friends you pick out. Because when Herod looked around at his friends at that party, it was plain that none of them cared what happened to John. Pick out your friends carefully. And then again, be careful of any promises you make. If you promise to do something that's wrong, I tell you what you do. When it comes down to the time to do it and you realize that it's wrong, you say, that was wrong. I never should have promised to do that in the first place. You may even say, if you want to, I've got a big mouth, and I said too much this time. Wouldn't it have been great if John had been left to continue his work of teaching and preaching as he was doing, calling the whole country to repentance? But his life was cut short by this wicked king. So, here we have it. Be careful of the friends you pick out. Be careful of the companion you choose for life. And most of all, at this point, be careful of the promises that you make. And then if you realize you promised to do something that isn't right, say, no, I won't do that because it wouldn't be right. You can read this story in your Bible in the Gospel of Matthew. Just start in at the first of chapter 14 and read all about it. Thank you very much.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ